This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, it's RÚV English Radio. My name's Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company today. We look ahead to something we've talked about on at least two occasions, I think now, the last 2 years, the Hamreborg Festival in Kópavogur. Joe, back with me for not your third appearance, more than that, because we spoke to you about your exhibition that you had on as an artist in the centre of town quite recently, but you're back as one of the conveners, one of the organisers of the festival. So welcome to you again, Joe.
Welcome, yes, hi.
And one of those artists who's also exhibiting, Boaz, hi.
Hi, hello.
Great to talk to you both today. So let's start, Joe, with a reminder of what this festival is. It celebrates the centre of Kópavogur.
Yes, Hamreborg Festival happens annually at the end of August, where we invite all kinds of artists and all types of audiences to come together and meet in Hamreborg. And it's a very special festival because art spills from every corner. Mm. We show art, visual artists, we have performances, concerts, workshops, and many projects are just happening in public spaces in Hamreborg, the heart of Kópavogur. And so it's a very unique festival in that sense. And then the whole festival is for 7 days each year. All events are free of charge as well. And it's a very like a special love letter to Kópavogur. So we wanted to create a festival that will celebrate not only different types of art, but also Kópavogur itself.
And I want to talk about that with you in a couple of minutes, because it is arguably the most urban bit of all of Iceland, I think, Kópavogur. And that is something that you lean into in the festival for sure. Boaz, we're in your workspace at the moment, and there are lots of square and rectangular canvases, all of which have been painted. I'm going to say purple. Is that the right word?
Yeah, I think it's a kind of shades of purple for sure. This right now is a work in almost finished. I'm doing a site-specific installation at the Polo Vape Shop. And I was just really taken by the space there and wanted kind of to interact with it. So I made a work that's also site-specific to the kind of physical layout, but also thematically, I'm doing a series called The History of Smoke. I wanted to kind of make something together with the space that already existed there.
Mm. Are you a vapor or a smoker yourself?
I'm an ex-smoker.
An ex-smoker.
But smoking will not be... I'm going to be doing smoke, but not smoking.
Okay.
I'm taking a stance to not talk about that.
I see. Okay. Yeah. Joe, let's talk about the urbanity then of Kópavogur. Strikingly, one of the spaces that you've used before, I don't know whether you still are, there's a petrol station which is underground. It's basically inside and underground one of the apartment buildings in Kópavogur, in Hamreborg. Very, very urban, gritty sort of space. Is that somewhere you're using again, and is that something you want to reflect?
So, yeah, we are working with all culture houses in Kópavogur, also with Kertarsab and Ypsilon Gallery. Ypsilon Gallery is this very beautiful, special gallery at Oli Station. Mm. So definitely we try to have friends and collaborators from all kinds of backgrounds, I guess.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we closely work with all the shops, offices, coffee places that are in Hamreborg. So it's this bridge between fine art and culture houses and places that we just know from our daily lives.
Mm. Boaz, what inspires you artistically?
I think it comes firstly from necessity to have to be making things. And I think once you're kind of in that space, you can draw from a lot of different things. I have a pretty broad set of interests. I do things that are project-based, but I also have my own kind of things that I return to. Usually I work on a few projects at the same time. Mm-hmm. And some of them take years or months, and I tie them together at different places. But I think it really all comes from this need. I don't remember what artist said it, but it's not fun enough to be a hobby. It's too much work. And it's really just something you kind of have to do.
Yes. Have you exhibited at Hamreborg before?
I have not exhibited at Hamreborg. I am in a kind of collective called the Icelandic Drawing Center, and we did a workshop last year of paper making and then drawing with that paper. That was really exciting. It was wonderful. We worked also with a lot of kids who came. It was in the library.
Oh my God, everyone loved it. It was such a bomb. Like, so many people showed up. It was excellent.
It was so fun.
Yeah.
Are you looking forward then, Joe, to having Boaz exhibiting this year?
Yeah, absolutely. I think Boaz is an amazing artist, and I'm so happy and honored that he's part of the festival this year.
That's so nice of you. Thank you. I'm so happy to be in it. It's such a generous project, also from, I feel, from the organizational standpoint, but also just this area that's like taking in all these people and the shops and the businesses. And I feel like the whole thing really just has this, yeah, just this generosity seeping through it.
Yeah.
So we've been thinking, because festival turns 5 years old this year, so we've been thinking together with Agnes and Pietur, who are co-curating the festival, we've been thinking about this idea of growth and nurturing connections and what it means for us as festival, but also what it means for us as people who interact with each other, and how can we engage with communities close to us and nurture all these connections and sprout together in many different directions. So we wanted to build a program that will kind of reflect on that. So that's why we have so many projects this year that are pondering around this idea of interconnectedness as well, but also many projects happening in public spaces that speak directly to fauna and flora of Hamra Borg, but also architecture. We will have also guided walks and lectures about the architecture of Hamra Borg.
And Boaz, have you seen any of the other art or artists that we'll be exhibiting?
We had a meeting of everyone together, and there I met a lot of them. Mm. But I haven't seen the art yet. I'm going to be seeing that along with the public.
Exciting.
Yeah. Very much.
Yeah, we had this lovely meeting at Catalina last Thursday, because we really love meeting people, and we try to gather artists before the festival to have a moment together to just talk about logistics and all of that, but also to just spend time, get to know each other better, and get to know each other's art practices, and just make people come to Hamra Borg also and have that space together.
Well, I mean, I say this as a resident of Kopavogur, but sometimes, and this is maybe true of the other towns in the capital area that aren't Reykjavik, sometimes it feels like they blend into Reykjavik, because you can drive from one to the other without noticing that you've gone from Gardabær into Kopavogur into Reykjavik or whatever. Is part of this festival about sort of claiming and shaping an identity for Kopavogur as a town?
I think it's both. I think it's partly, shaping some sort of identity, but also trying to speculate about it, trying to see how people engage with that space, both people who live there daily, but also people who come as like visitors. Like, for example, we have artists coming from abroad this year to facilitate projects about Hamra Borg. So that's also very exciting. But yeah, I believe that Hamra Borg is a very special space, and it has its own charm, own history, and own spirit that needs to be celebrated, seen, and discussed.
Do you find that too, Boaz, as a space for an artist, it's an interesting place?
Absolutely. Yeah, no, it has a very, very unique just kind of feel to it.
So beyond this festival then, tell me a little bit more about your art, where else you might be exhibiting, where else we can see your work.
This is, at the moment, the last exhibition of this year, but I've had, I think it is going to be my sixth exhibition this year. I started off with, amazingly, I got the Listemanderen grant, which I'm very grateful for, and I had three exhibitions. I did one in Associate Gallery here in Reykjavik, then I had was exhibiting in London, and then in Chicago. I had a book work. The book work is out, people can see that. That's with Pastel Publishers. They're up north in Akureyri. And I guess my next confirmed project is going to be next year, also in Akureyri, in Mjölkabúðin. I'm going to be exhibiting with Ólafur Sveinsson, and we've been exhibiting together now. It's going to be our third time.
Fantastic. Well, let's talk about that in advance of that happening next year for sure. Joe, the festival takes place and starts on Friday on the 29th of August, runs for a week.
Yes, please all come to Hamra Borg, 29th of August, 5:30. We will have a parade. We will walk with all artists, all partners, friends, together with music and kids. And then we will have performances happening both at Ypsilon Gallery and Kertarsab. and then Zika Paintings will also have a moment. What an icon, also town artist of Copa Vogur, so it's so much fun to also have her as a part of the opening day.
And all free?
Of course, because we love accessibility, baby.
It's a festival of free, we look forward to it very much. The festival taking place in Copa Vogur, Hamraborg, kicking off on the 29th of August, which is Friday. Joe and Boaz, thank you both very much indeed.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, and thank you to Copa Vogur and all our friends and supporters for all the amazing support. It's a grassroots festival, but we are doing it for the fifth time. Woo, we love you.
Roof English Radio, I'm Darren Adam. Get in touch anytime. We're English at ruv.is.
There's more from Roof English with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. RÚV English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.